Michael J. for Hope for the Warriors. Started back in 06 at Camp Lejeune. Military families witnessing the effects of war on their loved ones. Now, almost 20 years later, they've aided over 53,000 service members, veterans, and families with confidential, high-quality behavioral health care services at little or no cost. To post 9/11 vets and their families, over 91% of every dollar donated goes directly to the programs. If you're as concerned about our heroes as I am, go to hopeforthewarriors.org.
Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to the latest film review with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
In one sequence in Godzilla vs. Kong, the closed captions read, "Creature screeching, Kong grunting, bones crunching." And that pretty much captures the ethos of this large, loud, relentlessly fun movie in which two iconic creations, Godzilla and Kong, first go up against each other and then against an even more deadly enemy. The screen brims with aggression, rage and destruction, but the worst crimes are, as always, committed by human beings. You can always rely on greedy and arrogant corporate bosses to push the world to the brink of an apocalypse. Godzilla vs. Kong is the fourth installment in a franchise called the Monsterverse. The first three entries are Godzilla, Kong Skull Island, and Godzilla King of Monsters. But even if you haven't seen those films, you won't have any trouble connecting the dots in this one. After all, we're here just for one thing, to see the monkey fight the lizard. Director Adam Wingard gets that. Within the first 10 minutes, he gives us a view of both the creatures, and it is spectacular. First, we see Kong, who's waking up in his outpost on Skull Island. Like any human, he yawns, stretches and scratches his bum as he looks forward to the day. Godzilla, with his blue intimidation signal on display, is in a less friendly mode. His enormous gaping jaw, jagged back and that death ray that he shoots out of his mouth are put to good use almost immediately as he attacks a facility in Florida. Why would these two monsters, both positioned as saviors of humanity, get into a fight? I can't fully explain it, but there's some threat involving these big, sinister corporations. Kong is enlisted to help the human beings get to the core of the Earth to find a new energy source. And also because we're repeatedly told there can only be one Alpha. The script by Eric Pearson and Max Borenstein and the story by Terry Rozio, Michael Doherty and Zach Shields relies on a patchwork of ancient myths and pseudosciences to explain what happens. We get lines like, "It is a psionic uplink which follows its will," and the bad guys are woefully underwritten. But thankfully, enough care in the writing and the CGI has been lavished on our two heroes, Godzilla and Kong. Godzilla has fearsome majesty, but Kong has heart. His friendship with a young girl gives the film its emotional beats. But he's also rendered with staggering precision from his beautiful fingernail, we get a close-up, to his teeth and hair. In his battle with Godzilla, Kong also gets hurt. His groans and his frustration make him more human. Meanwhile, the humans in the film are mostly there to provide exposition, comic banter, and to keep the story moving without getting in the way of the monsters. Rebecca Hall plays a scientist in Kong's corner. Her ward Gia, played by Kaylee Hottle, can communicate with Kong through sign language. Their friendship has a touching sweetness, especially because of its difference in size. There's also Alexander Skarsgård as a geologist and Damien Bashir as a shady corporate bigwig. Neither has much to play with and poor Bashir is forced to play that formulaic baddie complete with scotch and smoking jacket. But the monsters and their battles don't disappoint. They clash on sea and on land and these action sequences are staged superbly. In the climax, much of Hong Kong is destroyed as the two ram into each other and every blow causes buildings to be smashed into smithereens. We see humans scurrying away like ants, but the film and we can't be bothered to worry about them. The monsters are way more interesting. Watching Kong land one on Godzilla's jaw is exactly the escapist movie high you need in the middle of a pandemic. I wish I'd seen this film in a theater, but for now you can rent or buy Godzilla vs. Kong on BMS Stream.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook and YouTube.